Hey everyone, it's Steven. A lot of times on this podcast, we set it up to do interviews with other guests and whatnot. But I thought, every now and then it's nice to take a little bit of time break just to try to talk to you, different people that are in the Charity Charge community and kind of share a little bit of what's on my mind. And as we've continued to grow, I had a moment the other week that was just so profound that I thought I should share it just in general with the community. And I think it's going to be, again, as I've continued to go from idea to getting all the partnerships in place, to getting our first product, the consumer card in place, and then the launch of the business card. At each stage, there's obviously been challenges and there's been kind of a natural progression. The thing about Charity Charge for me that's always been true, it's, of course, if you just look at the nature of the business itself, it's to help others. That's it. That's exactly what the cards do. It's exactly what the business was built to do. And I was always inspired, in the earlier years when I was just kind of in idea mode and trying to get Charity Charge off the ground. There was a quote that I heard a gentleman, Tony Robbins, say, and it was something to the effect of, success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. And, it had me thinking a lot about, the whole kind of ethos and point of Charity Charge was seen as a 19-year-old, how my father passed away when he was 53 and realizing that life's short and that as I grew up, the way that I really thought about philanthropy and I saw it was, you have a successful career, you make a lot of money, and then when you retire and when you're 70, 80s, in the twilight years of your life, you're able to set up a foundation or you're able to meaningfully give back. And I very much so was on this mission of trying to figure out how do I start doing that now? And I knew that I wanted to have a career, but I knew that I wanted to give back. And Charity Charge was a way to create a meaningful career, create a meaningful public benefit corporation, but obviously, make the whole thing about it giving back. So it's a really cool model. And, with the launch of the business card and starting to just get more self-aware and have other great mentors around me, I'm starting to see the scale of what we're doing and I'm starting to see the impact, but also just the P&L, the business side, the metrics, as I've gotten much, much more in tune with that. I'd be remiss if I didn't give a big shout out. There's so many people, but I'll make it one about a Mr. Victor Brick, who sat me down. This is back in April and I'm going to have to record a whole video about that, but he really, Mr. Brick is a good time family friend, one of father of one of my best friends, John Brick, who's a cardholder and their family foundation, the John W. Brick Foundation, uses Charity Charge as well. So it's been awesome to work with them in that regard. But Mr. Brick was still a successful entrepreneur. And so I sat down with him to get some business advice. And he gave me the, kind of cold hard truth about the facts of running a business and the key metrics and the things that I need to be focusing on if I'm going to be successful. And again, that's a little bit of a rant, but as I've just been reflecting, in this process of really turning Charity Charge into something that can thrive and scale, starting to see the byproduct of that. And what was so crazy is, a couple of weeks ago, and what's having me just talk about this rant, this moment of clarity or this unbelievable insightful moment was that I had just gotten off a call with yet another nonprofit and they were raving about Charity Charge and how happy they were. And then I saw some metrics that Alexander Craig, who works for us, that does she does a lot of things, but our operations and metrics as well, and data and analytics. I was looking at our recent report and I saw a key metric in our volume, the dollars spent on Charity Charge had doubled in the past 3 months. And I went, wow, I was like, this is going to be big. It's really amazing the impact. And I just thought, wow, like this could economically like be a big deal for me and my family and everything. And I thought, geez, we're going to need to figure out a way to give back. And then the next thought I had was, I'm already doing that. Like, it's crazy. A lot of people, again, they start a business to try to make a ton of money. And then at some point later in their life, then they try to figure out how to give away the money. And that moment of clarity for me, I was like, this is going to be super successful economically, and I'm already giving back. And it was always predicated on that fulfillment piece, which is where I'm just finding so much joy operating Charity Charge. And so, this message very much goes out to anyone in our community, that I've ever interacted with or has ever interacted with Charity Charge. whether you know you're a consumer cardholder or a nonprofit client, whether you are someone that decided not to get a card, but maybe you have a shirt of ours or and you wear that proudly and spread it out, or you just have a sticker, or maybe it's like the countless people over at Commerce Bank and MasterCard that, you know, have supported us and continue to operate this partnership with Charity Charge. You know, this just goes out to everyone, especially goes out to, you know, those mentors and advisors that are in my life. When I think about, I mentioned Mr. Brick, I think about my grandfather, I think about my uncle, Mari, I think about my mom, I think about my stepdad, I think about my brother, I think about, you know, other great mentors. I could go on and on, but Martin Slachter and Amy Porter of Affinipe here in Austin. I think about Dan Graham. I think about Brand Barton. I think about Grant Trahant, who's helped us out so, so much. And again, this list goes on and on and on and on, but I wanted to record something kind of one-off, off the cuff, just sitting here in our new studio, just talking direct to everyone. Very much so, who's been tuning into the podcast and been a part of the Charity Charge journey and mission. I am having so much fun doing it. I can't imagine doing anything else. And it's really incredible at 33 to have worked so long and so hard with the support of so many people and truly realize that we're having success and we're having fulfillment at the same time. So from the bottom of my heart, I just say thank you to everyone. I always need to be open to other possibilities and change and everything, but I can't imagine doing anything else different. And this truly is my legacy. Thank you.